Recent research suggests modern NC-62 is not the 1771 wagon road shown on the map, the Hillsboro-Salisbury Road. That apparently ran somewhere to your right in the modern woods, and the route was realigned to the current roadbed around 1820. This page therefore assumes you are standing at the left end of the governor's army, not to the right of its center, as had long been assumed. On the day of battle, this area is lightly wooded, according to Tryon's mapmaker, Claude Sauthier. But it is unclear from the map and other sources what these slopes looked like. Possibly local residents or Holt have cut the trees within this vicinity for timber, because there is a clear edge of thicker forest on top of the far hill then as now. The regulators camped there, making bullets overnight, despite most assuming conflict could be avoided. Some of the men ask Hunter to take command, but he is said to respond, "We are all free men, and everyone must command himself." Among them at one point was Herman Husband, a well-known spokesman for them, though not officially a leader of the group. Kicked out of the Quaker church over a disagreement, he still followed its pacifist principles, so apparently no one expected him to fight. Indeed, he left some time before the action began, escaping Tryon by way of Bethabara, now in Winston-Salem. A little after 10 a.m., Tryon's aide-de-camp and the Orange County Sheriff appear on the Colonial Road, which continued into the current woods to the far right of you. The regulators agree that the sheriff may read a communique from Tryon with a final order to turn over their weapons and leaders and disperse. He reads it four times to different groups so everyone can hear, and is roundly rejected by each. The closest of the regulators are probably in a line ending around here, looking for the governor when Tryon's militia army appears 100 to 200 yards behind you, spread across the Colonial Road. He is in front, on a white horse. They had stopped to form into two battle lines organized by county regiment about a half mile back, near modern Oakbury Road, the first street in that direction. His messengers were sent from there. They go back to him around 10:30. Here, accounts diverge. Many say that Tryon gives the regulators an hour to respond, and at the end of the hour, Tryon sends an envoy across for the regulators' decision. The answer is no. Tryon says his officers suggested an exchange of prisoners for the two captured the prior night, and the regulators agree, only to delay bringing theirs up. He suspects they are using the time to outflank him. The confusion between eyewitnesses may arise from a simple coincidence. This would place Tryon's resulting decision to attack around noon, which was also the deadline he had given the night before as a response to the message he sent then. People may have assumed he was waiting for the response, when instead he felt he had that via the sheriff and was waiting for the prisoners. Walk to the 1780 house on your right, behind the visitor center. On the way, drift right after you pass the bathrooms to read the sign about a Revolutionary War skirmish, discussed later on this page. Then, scroll down to the next audio clip.